Hi, Peter Payette here, Executive Director of Interlock and Public Radio, and we have a new feature for you this week, the IPR Audio Guide to Spring. Since recreation is still allowed and most parks and trails remain open, we thought our listeners would welcome a few pointers about what they might find out there week to week. This week, you may see a large, dark bird soaring with its wings held in a shallow V and teetering from side to side. That's a turkey vulture. Doug Cook, the past president of the Benzie Audubon Society, says some were seen in Manistee County this week, and he says they'll be looking for roadkill.
They're carrion feeders, so generally they feed on dead animals. They like their meat well and dead.
Black bears and cubs are emerging from their dens about now, looking for food. They mostly eat plants, like grass or skunk cabbage. Cubs are born in the middle of the winter and are now about the size of a plump house cat. If you do see a cub and its mother, it's a great opportunity to practice social distancing at quite a bit more than 6 feet, actually. Spring peepers are out in some places after spending the winter partially frozen. They're sensitive to microclimate, so they'll be heard in some places before others throughout the region. Some were recorded in Port Oneida last week. And in the rivers, steelhead are spawning. Too many anglers showed up at Tippy Dam this week trying to catch the fish. The DNR said there was not enough social distance and closed the popular fishing spot on the Manistee River. That's our guide to spring for this week. Thanks to Cheryl Bartz, Larry Mobby, and Leslie Hamp for help. I'm Peter Payette. Stay safe and enjoy the warm weather.